Father, we glorify thy name, Lord. Thank you for the time of rejoicing. Rejoicing, you know, is always the tabernacle of the righteous. Though darkness covered the earth and gross darkness the people. But the tabernacle of the righteous shall be light, Lord, the light of life, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is our very life? When Christ is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. The comfort of what he took us off to him, then we come back with him in glory, even according to your unfailing promise. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the opportunity to be together again. Thank you for your great goodness, daily loading us with benefit. Blessed be the name, O Lord. Thank you for putting us in this age, Lord, by your infinite wisdom and your divine favor unto us, Lord. You put us in the best age, terrible for the world, but yet it is best. Lord, it is all the sins of all it has looked unto, Lord, and we believe the time is at hand for the coming of our Lord Jesus. Father, we say for the coming of the Lord, draw it now. That's our language, that's our faith, that's our belief, that's our trust. And we know we will not be disappointed. Thank you for again tonight. We trust you to bless us in your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we do another one more speech about the end of the age. And the things that are happening around us in the world. And God's children, we are not to be in darkness concerning these things. Great signs have been in the world for decades, you know. And we're just going through them and reminding us of the time we are living in. We began this end of the age series by the very general scriptures about the coming of the Lord himself. We believe for the elect of God is coming is forth. That coming we are in, we meet him in the air. Then of course there come the Antichrist system and things like that, you know. So tonight I will be talking about the Antichrist and so because there's so much buzz going around the world about the Antichrist and this thing like that, you know. We are trying to put everything in their perspective. You know how the Bible says things we do. So tonight, second part of the signs of the coming of the Antichrist. This thing we have touched about some of them many times in the time past, but it won't hurt again to put us in the membrane. So last time we talked about these following items here. We talked about the Jews are looking for an earthly deliverer. We touched on all the various wars, all together about 15 wars since they became independent. I don't know how many nations have fought so many wars. Praise God. Now we can understand the exhortation I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. When we went through all those words, right? Now see the mind of Christ. I say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Praise God. So when we say those words and so on, up till now, the bold out there, they are again, you know, they are doing all kind of things now, you know. So putting the people of God at the edge all the time, you know. So anyway, so we continue to do what the Bible says to do. We know the end game. Praise God. I mean, they can't wipe her out. It's impossible, you know. So we know that. So anyway, and we talk about the psychics predicting the soon appearing of a world dictator. And we see that the main one of them, nationally known, I mean, judicially and so on, the amount of our prediction may never even materialize, you know. From what you see, the time is up. 1999 is far from here. Nothing has happened and so on. And also, you know, the mistake and so on that, you know. So all these things I'm mentioning there because who knows how many people were deceived by all the things she said at that time, you know. I'm not saying that there are no more deceivers at this end time. Bible says there will even be more of such, you know, and there are many of them. You know, we thank God that the way he has called us, we are kind of shielded from all these things, but we are not ignorant of them. Talking about the Bible chronology shows that man's 6,000 years has even already passed, you know, and the millennium, we made the seventh day, according to, something that we know for man. You know, the week of man and so on, the millennium and so on. And that is, you know, we know the Lord can come anytime. And so we see that in there. We talk about the number 666 sign all over the place. The much we could last time and so on, that, you know. We see, you know, that this sign is the loyalty test, you know. The business time we say, well, and there are so many crises, and there are so many wars and so on, that, you know. So the loyalty test and so on, issue a mark, you know, to know those who are loyal to us and so on. We've seen it in the history of this nation and even the worldwide. This loyalty, we see it in the what they call the supreme welfare state and so on. That will happen. We saw the Russian books during World War II. Today, we all use the security numbers and it's almost mandatory for everybody. So we sit right there, you know. So and now we talk about the sheep implants, you know. That time also, you know, the RFID radio frequency identification and so on, that, you know, how it's already in use today. People have it in their, I don't know, on them. They can open a security door, and they can have their medical record in there, even today and so on, that, you know. So all these are telling us how close that Antichrist can manifest himself overnight. We believe that man has been on the face of the earth for a while, just waiting for it to be manifested. And all the in that letter is letting, really, you know, for him to show forth himself. Then we talk about the sign of the Antichrist forerunner. We pick one in history, very notable one, that almost in every way the Bible describes the Antichrist as Islam man fulfilled, almost a type of it. We saw it in history, you know, so we saw it right here. Then we talk about, you know, the Bible talk about many, many later Antichrist, you know, arose and so on, that, you know, before, before the final one in the time of the tribulation and so on. You mentioned something like Father Divine. He said he was God, and he had many followers, you know, and they believe him, you know. And that he even said he wouldn't die. But you see, the liar and so on came to nothing, you know. You talk about Stalin, who murdered millions of his own people, that even his own people, you know, after his death, you know, that he makes himself a God, either, you know, had a whole factory to himself, where all they do is just to manufacture his statues, you know, and so on, that, you know. There was that Manson man, a madman in California, and so on. I don't know why he's dead right now, and so on, that, you know. And a group of people, and he said he was Christ. He was both Christ and Satan. Can you imagine what he's saying? Confusion, you know, and so on, that, you know. And yet, has many followers, you know. See, that the world gone mad, isn't it? So we see all those things in the history. Tonight, we move forward and so on, you know, to see what is happening in history. To see that even the Antichrist, I mean, can manifest itself anytime. Only see that letters is letting. And it's going to appear anytime, how much more the going up of the church. That comes before, right? So when we talk about all these things, we are talking even a closer, I mean, coming of the law. So the very, because that one comes before it can show up itself and so on, that, you know. So let's see now, tonight, let's see some of other issues that are going on that are signs of the coming of the Antichrist in our time. So the Bible, I mean, talk about the flood of deceiving spirits. Flood of deceiving spirits, another sign. In the same epistle, where we read last time, of 1 John, in which the scripture declare that the Antichrist will come, say, now are there many Antichrists. He said it in the fourth chapter, in the first John, as well as that, you know. We are also warned in that same book, chapter 4 of it, that not every spirit is from God. Yet, God's children today, I don't know, they say they lack prophecy. They won't even weigh it in line with the word of God. They just run. You know, they don't even weigh any. They don't follow the Bible instruction. In 1 John 4, 1, where he says, beloved, believe not every spirit. I don't have any Christian attesting anything today. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come. Even now already in the world. In the early church, the doctrine of the coming of the Antichrist was a common one. You know, that's why Brother John was writing like this. You know, and so how much more now, 2,000 years later, should we know? Can show up any time. Only the Lord waiting to catch his elect up. Whether that one comes in, we know the church is going up. See, that is the fate of the elect. That the scriptures, or the scripture says, many false prophets are gone out into the world. It is clear that many prophecies going around then are false. If there are many false prophets out there, then there are many false prophecies out there too, you know. I mean, it's just logical, you know. And yet, many of God's children are not catching these things at all, you know. So we have to pray one for another. See, we don't put anybody down. If there be a sincere child of God anywhere that is deceived, the Bible says if it's possible, this is the very event. We just pray one for another. See, so anyway, why there have always been false prophets, never has there been such a profusion of them as in these last days. They are there, out there, you know. The only difference is this, that they call themselves by different names. They, you know, instead of calling themselves witches or wizards, you know, they now put a modern name, call themselves psychics, you know. They are the same thing, praise God. And you know what? By that name, even many, many high positions, so on, they took after these psychics and so on. They are, you know, but they are real names, you know, wizards and witches and so on. That's not who they are. Wizards and so on. And magicians, you know, that's who they are. And sorcerers, that's who they are. Then they go by the name of psychics. And by that, I have many, many followers, you know. And they draw, many people draw inspiration from them, and the source of all these things is nothing but seducing spirit. Bible says that it shall be at the end of time. Look at it. Everywhere, palm reader, all these kind of things, all the way, nook and corner, even here, that kind of things, you know. All these are the signs, you know, of the soon appearing of the Antichrist. Other scriptures call attention to the fact that false ministers, under the guide, the guise of Christianity, we give heed to seducing spirits too, you know, and there are many, many uncountable of them. And the Bible warned us in 1 Timothy 4:1. So, these people, they give lip service to the Bible, but their teachings are a sharp departure from the Christian faith. So that's why the Bible warned us in 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that when shall it be? In the latter times. We are in that time right now. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, you know, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. We are living in those days, there have been myriads of them, you know, but we thank God we are shielded by the word of God and the truth, you know, where the end of the age will be marked with increased demon activity according to the word of God. And we are living that time right now. Great odds of evil spirits will be released from the bottomless pit. Revelation 9 tells us that, 9:1 of Revelation. And when the fifth angel standeth, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Satan and his angels were cast down. You know, were cast down from the heavenly. Bible tells us in Revelation 12, 7 to 12, it told us, you know, right there. The beast himself, we are sent out of the bottomless pit. This world is, you know, Bible says, a time of trouble. Has never been since the world began. And when it is all over, there will never be a time like that. And the world is nearly at that brink right now. So, out of the bottomless pit, Revelation 17:8, the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, thank God we are in heaven, amen, shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. So the Bible predicted all these things, and they are very, very close now, that we are seeing tides of these things come over the world and so on. With the beast apparently, a great army of demons, anyway, even with the beast, a great army of demons will come with him, demon spirits, who go forth to deceive the world. We can see in Revelation 16:13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles, you see, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Great things I saw for this world, terrible things, beginning of sorrows and some of that, you know. So thank God for the promise of God, you know, for elect people, elect bride. So the present flood of demon activity manifested in the revival, this present flood of demon activity manifested in the revival of sorcery, also in witchcraft, it's all over the place. And the black arts are a variety of psychic phenomena, obviously represents the forefront of an avalanche of demon spirits which will deceive the nation during the reign of the Antichrist. All of which evidently means that this is the hour of the Antichrist is close at hand. That's what all these things mean. Praise God. Yes, thank God for his promise for the elect people of God. Go out of here. See? Now, so we see the flood of unclean spirits and so on. Let's another one. The rise of devil worship. See? All these are indications that the Antichrist being manifest is close. The rise of devil worship. Certain of Revelation gives solemn warning, prophetic warning. Verse 4 in particular. And I read that one. Starting of Revelation verse 4. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See? So we see right there, Satan worship, devil worship. I thought about the place, as I'm going to see right now. We can mention a few of them, telling all that man of sin, his manifestation is not far off. The actual cause of devil worship that was once known to be common, they called them hidden countries, right? They say that they mark us Africa and so on. They were caught in their trillions enough and so on. But not anymore. Even in the so-called Christian nation, this devil worship is all over the place. Even in this land, praise the Lord. No longer in Africa or Asia or whatever it is and so on. Even right now, see, here in America, for many decades and so on, have become widespread. And even when accepted by people in high position, so-called Christian civilization and so on, like that, because the type of some of the Antichrist is not far off. These things are spreading all over the world and so on. Recent events prove that this prophecy of devil worship is only too true, we are going to bring out some of them right now. For it is already being fulfilled in the rituals and practices of various cults. One of these that has attracted considerable attention, which we mentioned here before, in the Church of Satan. See? The Church of Satan. And that church was founded in 1966 by one man called Lavey. We mentioned it here before, So back then, it used to be a black, they have a black painted house. All black, like Satan himself, and so on, Praise God. And 13 rooms. That has 13 rooms of four numbers, right? The place is 13, right? It was here. And, in his temple, they called it a temple too, And it was recognized as a legitimate religious organization by the state of California, even back then, so they can have tax-free, the tax-deductible thing. People started saying that, can you imagine, right? In the so-called Christian nation, So, Lavey claimed they had congregation all over the United States, all the major cities and so on. You know, he died in 1997, but the cult remained the same. They are all over the place today, So, if you say that it was reported that at some time, this man, like we talk about Israel, right? Israel's best friend said that overnight, upon a mountain, a kind of anointing came upon him, and it was no longer the same anymore, So we know that Judas Iscariot, overnight, they went into him, right? The same thing, that's why he encountered himself in the beast at the end of time, see? So we see. So this same man that found the Church of Satan, he has a report about him, how he began. It was reported at some time in his career, Lavey pursues psychic research, the black arts, and the clinical hypnosis. He did all this in part in his career. The report further said that some group of people now got around him, and they were very interested in what he was doing. And in this abnormal field, he got disciples around him and so on. And they were the circle that formed that Church of Satan, and they launched Lavey as the high priest of hell. Praise God, that's what he did, to write in South Africa and all over the state right now, all over the country. See? Thus, we see that the worship of Satan, you see now, is no longer an academic question. It's now being done openly all over the nation, even the nations, you know. So, no academic question anymore, you know. The church of hell has already been established and is rapidly growing in number. It used to be that cults worship the devil covertly, like the secrets and so on. Not anymore. See? Those of the satanic church not only do it openly, but they boast about it, you know. What that's telling us. See? The manifestation of the Antichrist is not far off. Surely, this shocking, blasphemous development, which is attracting so much attention, is another sign that the day of the Antichrist is at hand, when great numbers of deluded people will openly worship the devil and the Antichrist. That's what is going on. The time is at hand, really, you know. Let's look at another viewpoint, you know, of this, another sign of the soon coming, or soon appearing of the Antichrist and so on. The appearance of great signs and lying wonders. The Bible tells us, I don't know. Appearance of great signs and lying wonders. The Antichrist will deceive the people with his signs and lying wonders. We are told in 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, verses 8 and 9, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. See? Bible predicted all these things for the end of the age you and I are living in. The Lord, see, in the Great Commission, see, Bible says it has signs, right? This has signs, you know, signs and lying wonders. The devil, right? It's a mimicker, you know. He mimics the things of God. He knew in the Bible, in the Great Commission, the Lord gave the church certain signs, right, to follow the preaching of the gospel. In Mark 16, 17 to 18, these signs shall follow them, right? So be a mimicker, you know, of the things of God. He has his own fourth sign and lying wonders. No wonder, you know. So we see that's why he's doing that. And so the devil, being always an imitator, we have signs follow the Antichrist. But they will be lying wonders. The Bible says, wonders that will deceive the people. The Bible says, deceive all the world, actually, you know, in the book of Revelation, you know. So this is what is happening in our age, what is getting ready for it, almost, and so on, that, you know. This way, the way for this has been in preparation for a long time. Not this has been happening, you know, for a long time and so on, since I'm coming to crescendo. See? The church going upwards, you know, ready to go up and so on, and the world ready to receive the mark or the beast, and then the reign of the Antichrist. Sorcery is providing many kinds of preternatural phenomena today, and masses are being drawn to it. Can you imagine all over the world, so-called educated and so on, you know? Spiritism, the work of impersonating spirits, which feign to be the spirit of the dead, they pretend to be the spirit of the dead, right? Has captivated thousands of people. These seducing spirits, which what happened is that they have access to the circumstances of some people while they were alive. So when they are dead now, so these seducing people and so on, as you know, and these evil spirits having some idea about the circumstances around some people who have gone by, they now pretend as if it is the dead that was speaking. Not really, you know. So, and many people, and they say the dead that was speaking, many people have sought them. They think they are talking to their dead ones who have gone by. They are really talking to familiar spirits, you know. Not really, anybody and all that, you know. So it's happening all over the world. See? Even some of the people who have heard this country before, many of them, if you're going to mention them, you'll be surprised. You know how many people sought this kind of occultic things and so on, and lying wonders and signs in there, in the nation, and so on, that, you know. Why some practices of mediums are pure fraud? Yes, there are many fraudulent ones, just make money. But in reality, a considerable part of spiritism represents genuine demonic manifestation. That's true. There are false ones, you just collect money and so on, but there are real demonic manifestation, all these kind of things that are going on in the world today, so that nobody just say that something to them. There is more to it, and some satanic and demonic manifestation. Psychometrics are able. Who are those? They are those who administer psychological and neuropsychological measures and measure them and score them and some of that, you know. They are psychology, but they use that kind of thing and so on. Today, many of them are able, by touching an article, maybe a piece of paper or a piece of cloth, such as clothing, and they can reveal secret information concerning the owner, including the whereabouts and activities, whether that person is alive or dead. How many people in this nation have been seeking this kind of people where somebody is lost? They go to these psychics, you know, to see if you can find where that person is. How it happened, you know? So, and all this are showing us what. There is no doubt that advanced practitioners of these things, spiritism, are actually able to perform wonders of materialization and dematerialization. We've seen, we've heard many stories how people are physically lifted up, you know, and not by the power of God. We've seen it like that, you know, and there are many, many reports, you know, lifted up many feet up and so on, that the power of Satan really, you know, and it's out there, both in Africa and even here in the United States, and so on, it's all out there. So, they closely imitate certain of the miracles of God, of course. Don't forget Elijah the prophet, you know, he was moved back and forth, right? But that's the way. I go and tell the herb that I'm here. Praise God. And when you come around, you can't find you, they chop my head off, you know. Praise God. How can Abraham say that he does not precedent to Elijah? Go back and forth about, you know. So we see these are the imitating, that these are the things that devil is imitating. The true miracle is a counterfeiter. He can't make anything original, you know. So that's how he is and so on, you know. So thus, the sorcerer. In Moses' day, we saw them were able to mimic the miracles of Moses and Aaron. You see that? There's always a difference now between the miracles of God. There's so much they can do, right? The devil, there's so much, they can only go so much. Praise God. This of Moses, he came to a point. Oh, they even confessed to him, this is the finger of God. We can't touch this one. Praise God. I wish Pharaoh could have repented. He couldn't. You know, he didn't. He was, you know, Bible says, I had in his heart, you know. So we started Exodus 7. All those things happened there. Only the gift, what the church needs today is the gift of the discerning of spirits. Amen. And we need that badly in the age we are living in right now, you know. That can the discerning of spirits can discern both angels and evil spirits. Praise God. So that's why many churches today, you know, where they don't have really the word of God. And there's no discerning of spirits and so on that, you know, they just take the church for an advantage. And all kind of deception going on in these nominal churches and so forth. See? So sorcery has had an amazing growth these days. Books and the internet, of course, are banned with magic, the black art, necromancy, and all manner of so-called psychic phenomenal content. Now in the internet, now it's just all over the world, you know. All these kind of magic things and all that, you know. Ever increasing numbers of people are coming to believe in the psychic powers and confining them with the power of God in our age that we are living now. So what are we saying? Thus, we see the way prepared for the advent of the Antichrist, who by means of his signs and lying wonders will deceive many and lead them into gross delusion. That is what is happening in the world today. Let's see another sign, before we get close here tonight. We just tell them piece by piece. These are what have been happening in the world for decades ago, and it's getting worse and worse. You are not achieved because we have the word of God and the light of God, amen? There are many bands in there, and that's why we pray all the time, praying for all men, right? Many are sincerely wrong. They are sincerely blind, praise God. They say the power of God to liberate them and to set them free. We say those who sit in darkness, they see a great light. We pray that many will be that way at this end of the age. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So now, and then, the rise of violence is paving way for a dictator. You know, let's talk about that a little bit, you know. Violence all over the place and so on. Just like before the flood, the ark was full of violence, right? Anyway, these days, are witnessing an enormous rise in crime. Nobody need to tell us. I mean, show me the TV every night. They don't have the news, or they have a bad one. Somebody was shot over there. Somebody talked half over there, you know. So violence all over the nation and the nation. This violence is no longer limited to get in those days that are just in the ghettos, maybe the less village and so on, but no longer anymore now. It's in schools, it's in public places and so on like that, you know. We can mention a few of them. You know, they are spread into colleges even and high schools. I picked three of them, three of the worst terrible violence in the nation here, even in high schools and so on like that, you know. In April 20, 1999, an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old, two of them students at Columbine High School, Colorado, killed 12 students of their own students. That's right. April 20, you are all here. Made national news, you know, April 20, 1999. Two 17-year and 18-year boys kicked guns and killed, you know, I know, 12 of their own fellow students and then and one teacher. And the peer committed suicide thereafter, making almost, 15 people die in the same day. Teenager, can you imagine? Talking about violence, wave of violence. That's wrong. I had a pick three in history back in 2007, April 16, specifically. A 33-year-old student killed 32 students and fatally, shot members, faculty members at Virginia Tech. We were all here. That's back in April 2007. 32 students were killed, a faculty member at Virginia Tech, and wounded another 17 students and faculty members in two separate attacks before committing suicide themselves. Talking about violence, even in school, in those days, these things were in the ghettos, the rundown part of town, and so on, the drug thing, and so on. No longer anymore. Even in high school, in colleges, and so on, these things are happening, and so on, you know. So, the incident, this one is, according to them, back to that date, it was the third deadliest mass shooting, you know, by a single gunman in modern U.S. history back in 07. But now that's now just passed. We have a greater one now. I speak of one more. We are all here about 3 years ago. October 1, 2017, a lone gunman unleashed a rapid-fire barrage of bullets from the 32nd floor of a Las Vegas hotel. We are all here. About 3 or 4 years ago, killing at least 59 people and injuring more than 500 others who are attending a country music festival below. It was 32nd floor, you know. You know, if I've been to Las Vegas before, they are all skyscrapers and all that, you know. So, it was the worst mass shooting in modern American history, they reported, you know. Talking about the wave of violence. Why are all this happening? You know, it's getting worse and worse, you know. 07, they thought that was one of the lighter, you know, but now 50-something person has by one lone gunner, you know. So this is increasing tendency towards, there is increasing tendency towards anarchy everywhere we look, you know. I mean, if you can look particularly, anarchy and so on. The fear of violence is resulting in radical changes in our society today, this U.S. and all over the world, really, you know. In many of our cities, and even in college dorms today, we hear about ASU, women are afraid to walk outdoors at night, even during the day itself, even during the day. I mean, back in ASU, there are many people raped, you know, right here. We hear it all the time, you know. So anyway, at night. Churches and Jewish synagogues have been targeted. We hear it in the East Coast, you know, not too long ago. And they bomb churches, broad daylight and some of that, you know. And murder people and so on. Talking about wave of violence, what's causing this and so on, you know. So churches and synagogues have been targeted for arson and murders. So much so that lately, these houses of worship have to now have armed guards. Yeah, many churches are having armed guards. With the Texas, they now have people guns, you know, in churches and synagogues, you know. So what's going on here, you know? So talking about the soon sign of the soon manifestation of the Antichrist, where you have so much violence, you know. So we're talking about this class of violence is paving way for a dictator. That's why it always lead and so on and that, you know. So a good percentage of American householders now keep guns in their homes for the purpose of protecting themselves from intruders. Even the so-called virus, they are all talking about, yeah, so when it began about, I don't know, 8 weeks ago, the gun dealers in this piece, in this Phoenix, they have 150% increase in gun sales. See? Why? You know? So, again, for the same purpose, people are afraid of intruders, you know, as well as that, you know. So, not today here in the Phoenix area, but all over the nation. Why? You know? So, anyway, so history shows us the direction in which anarchy will go. We will pick one or two things in history and see where we are at, you know. Why? We know that these signs are about the manifestation of the Antichrist and so on. People will stand violence only for so long. People can only stand violence for only for so long. Even the so-called coronavirus, not so much of violence, as soon as they give a little let go about the restriction, look at that. They violated all the law. They don't even want, they couldn't stand it anymore, really, you know. And even the police couldn't do anything. They were telling the police that they were saying, you know, on the TV, police said, well, in as much as they're not concerned, I can't do anything, you know. So, nobody keeps any distance anymore, you know. They flood the ditches and so on. They were desperate, you know. I mean, you can only do that for see, you know, when pressure comes and something like that, you know, that's the nature of people and so on. There was even not to know about that, so just keep it at home. Look at what is happening right there, you know. So, anyway, when it comes home to them, this thing comes home to them, you know, and when they are victims of crime, America in particular, they can't tolerate anything. You know, any little inconvenience. What and I can just no, they can't do it. So when it comes home to them, you know, and they become victims of crime, when their property is molested or destroyed, when it is no longer safe to send their children to school that can be stayed all night long, you know, how long can they stand this kind of thing, you know? So they can't send their children to school, they will rise up in anger and demand a strong man to take the helm of the ship of state. They will. One of these days, you know, in all these missions and all that, you know. I mean, they can only stand this kind of thing for so long. Now, the court, where we have the court, right? The courts are set there, you know, to be, to maintain a balance of power, right? That's what the courts are set for. But we are seeing in our day, even the high court and everything like that, something happened in India, you know. So this court, when they become corrupt, you know, and by their prejudice against, you know, they make a prejudicial decision, you know, in favor of the criminal, thereby making a mockery of the justice system. Happening, you know, what happened? Then the people will demand a man who will, if necessary, override the court and with a strong hand pull down anarchy. They will do for it, you know. Man can only bear so long. This American in particular, you know, and other nations, you know. That is what is happening back in history now. For sure, event. The kind of shadows before we are talking about. It happened in history in many nations. I pick one and I close it from there. Back in France, you know, this kind of thing happened in France. What they call the French Revolution. There was fought an uprising among the Parisian rabble. By that I mean in Paris. Parisian in Paris, there was a rabble and an orderly crowd rose up in Paris, you know, and the opportunists now seized the opportunity and the occasion to get into power. What happened in the French Revolution, you know? So talking about how this man will rise, see? Now, the nation gravitated into a state of chaos. Yeah, France did. People cried for a strong man to re-establish law and order. And they found one. They found him in Napoleon. See? Praise God. This end of the world, they will cry for a strong man. They will find it in the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. See? Now, we are putting this out of history, you know. At first, Napoleon showed great skill, not only as a general, war general, but he enacted many equitable laws, really. At first, he did, you know. And people made him an idol for the populace because of those good things he did initially. See, they are always like that. The Antichrist will be the same thing. He will come in peaceably, you know. But then, Bible says, come like a lamb, speak like a dragon. at the end. The same thing, the same satanic prince is really these people, you know, coming the Antichrist at the end of time, you know. These are just foreshadowing and so on. So he rose, Napoleon rose to absolute power and ultimately crowned himself emperor. He did. This is history now, just doing that out of history, you know. But by then, ambition even dominated him. You know what he wanted to do now? He will conquer Europe. He did. He almost did. Asia. And perhaps the world. And he was close even in doing that. Really. You know, he was so close. In his attempt, which almost succeeded, but finally failed. And millions perished at that. You know, you can go and read about Napoleon. So, I will just stop right there on him. Some of that, you know. So we are, I'll finish here. The present world disorder that is disorder all over the world, you know. Middle East is burning again almost, you know. Iran is threatening. You know, the Hezbollah is not giving Israel any kind of rest. You know, the other day they have said, you know what? Anybody who will harm Israel will be destroyed. That is his word, you know. So these things are just brewing, you know, as far as that, you know. So not even come and put economic. Who knows the end of this economic turmoil that the world is in right now? Who knows how it's going to end, you know? So we don't know, but God's children are praying, amen? Amen. So we know God, you know, we show mercy because of his children. I always count on the word of the Lord. He, because of the elect, he will shorten the time. Amen. I believe all these things and so on. Before the money become worthless, it just will be out of here. I believe as we pray, you know, while it has letter is still letting. Anyway, so the present world disorder and increasing chaos is even now calling for a strong man right now. Underneath, things are worse than we can look that the government is telling anybody. The government will do, even the year, the government will not tell you everything that is happening. They want to paint everything that if it is good, you know. So don't believe. Let's take the word of the Lord, amen. Only God's word is true. Anyway, so the strong mind of the former world wars are all dead now, right? They are dead. So what is next now? Mediocre men, if you will, now rule the nations. If you will, compare to Napoleon and all those great people of time, those people are gone, right? So mediocre men are ruling the nations. But out of this will arise a man of charm, a man of power, a man of great ability. He will come. He will appear as a savior of the nations. But he is Satan's man, the Antichrist. That's the age we are living in. He will throw off his feigned role of a man of peace and will lead the world to the bloody face of Armageddon. He will do it. Praise the Lord. That is where the world is right now. Just waiting for the elect to get out of the way. That's all we can take in tonight. We just keep on going this series. There will be interruptions. If the brother wants to give a message or something like that, so we allow it, you know. So, but we just keep this in mind as we go to show us that if the showing force of the Antichrist is so near, how much nearer is the rapture? Praise God, which comes before. That will be in our mind. So tonight, in closing, we are saying all these things not to discourage us, but these things must need be anyway. So let's close out with the promises of the Lord. Praise the Lord for his word of promise to the elect. John 14, 1 to 3, I read that one. So nicely. Oh, this is a tranquilizer, isn't it? The spiritual tranquilizer. Amen. For any situation in your life. If you know how to use it, amen. It worked for me, praise God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. See? Don't let your heart be troubled. No matter you go there anytime you are troubled about anything. What did Jesus say? Let not your heart be troubled. Period. You know? Amen. Where in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. For sure, amen? I will come again. The army general, I will talk about him one of these days again, you know. Say, I will return again. I don't want to go there tonight. Take more time, you know. Anyway, say, I will return, I will come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That put your eye in Revelation 14, amen? You know, go with him, whithersoever he goeth. Where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God. Yes, it's what says so. No, he can never lie. That's one thing God cannot do. It is impossible that God should lie. Praise God. God can do all things, yes, but it's impossible that God should lie. Praise God. Now, in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. So, if you say you come, right, but you must do the looking, you must do your part, amen. You have to look for him. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You see, there is action on our part, amen. Who is the bride? Who is looking for the bridegroom? I mean, who is looking for the wedding? Who will be looking seven for the bridegroom? Praise God. So we have to be looking for him. So he puts it in the open as an open secret, right? He shows us what we need to do. Of course, in Mark 13:35, and what we have to be doing, watch it therefore. For you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Let coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. He gave us what to do. I just love him. He showed us what to do, amen. He didn't leave us in the dark, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, in Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always. Don't do it just last year and then start slowing down this year. No. You know, look for him every day. Watch ye therefore and pray. He put the word always there, right? That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The other day we broke this one down using the other scripture. What are that? There are two major things, right? Coming the great tribulation, the great day of the Lord, all these things, praise God. See? Yeah. You know, the three elect were escaped, both of them. So we all Christians will escape the great day of the Lord, not all Christians escape the great tribulation, you know. So but Bible says we can escape both of them if you don't follow its footsteps. Lastly, tonight, brethren, that perfect church of the coming of the Lord, as we are here in the coming of the Lord, symbolized by the Philadelphia church age, Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee for the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for your infinite love for us, Lord. Have us saved us to save us to the uttermost. So let not your heart be troubled. Lord, fear thou not. Lord, we thank you, Father. Only just keep your word. That's all we need to do. We don't need to add a thing to it. Amen. We not save ourselves. By grace are we saved through faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And not of ourselves. Let any man should begin to boast. It is the gift of God. Amen. So we thank you. All that God has for us is a gift. The rapture is a blessing. It's a gift from God. Not by might, not by power. By my spirit, said the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That we do it to walk in the spirit. And we know your commandments are not grievous. When he say, watch therefore and pray always. Then he will fulfill his part. That what was finished before the foundation of the world. In the name of the Lord. We just follow through by faith. Thank you for so much loving us, Lord. You became all that may become you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. So we pray, Lord God, for all your people all over the world. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the children of God. Especially where they are limited, where they are not opportune to even understand this thing yet, or even know them, and so on. But Lord, we know, Moses said in Egypt, I won't even leave a hoof behind of a cattle. We are all going out. All of God's children are going out of here. Amen. Those whom he followed before the world began, those who hear his voice, my sheep hear my voice, those who heed his voice. So we thank you, Father. You bring up the last one. When they come in, the trumpet will sound. And the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise forth. And we that are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Even so be so, amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for praying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, as we sing this song, we are saying, thank you, Jesus. Abracha, we need it. We help us tonight. Lord, we are saying, thank you, Jesus.